is brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates right here on Sports Radio 610 each week, and he's Coach Slocum on mobile. Coach, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. What a bunch of damn ninnies calling in here. What's the problem with these people?
Can you believe that, Coach?
They're playing at the Bastion of College Football up there at Kyle Field. You know, we've got one of the best 4-7 teams in the country. You know, Coach Fran is taking his teams where Aggie teams have never been before. And I think, you know, all the momentum's going their way, and all I hear is these crybaby bandwagon guys come in there, and they're not with the program. It's going to be a brutal beating come Friday up there in College Station.
Which way, Coach?
I think all the momentum paints to the guys in the maroon. I mean, they're coming off some, you know, tremendous losses. But, you know, scoring-wise, they've done some great things. When you see numbers like 77 and 56 and 55, I mean, those are impressive. And,
but that's on the other side,
yeah,
Coach.
That was what they gave up.
Well, those are big numbers. I mean, that's like a pinball machine. Those kids are excited on defense. You know, you keep somebody out of the end zone to go to 84 points, and that's a moral victory. I think that's what those guys are. And it's a big week for the rivalry. You know, the Texas fans up there, they're having their Hex rally. They got their goat leggings on and doing their pagan worship dances. So, and, you know, it's a big deal. And to them try to say this is not a big game, I think silly. You know, when you do your devil worship up there and you light your candles and you bring out your big drum and everything and you put your, you know, your suede with your fringe and your white cowboy hat on, it's a big game.
Suede with the fringe. And the tassels.
They got tassels there, Coach?
Tassels, and then now, you know, it's funny. A&M is supposed to be the agricultural school, but you look at their band, and they look like, you know, Davy Crockett up there with the tuba. And then their pom-pom squad, which is nice, by the way, but they're sporting the big chaps now. I don't know if y'all knew that.
I like the chaps. Yeah, I saw that look, and I thought it was pretty good, quite frankly, Coach. Kind of leather. They're probably not real leather, but kind of leather-looking chaps. I kind of like that.
Well, the chaps do not suck. I tell you, they're okay. You know, they got the coming right down the thigh. I got their bobo hanging out the backside. I like it.
Yes, they do. They do not suck, Coach. Coach, what'd you say is hanging out of the back?
They're bobo. They're J-Lo back there.
Okay.
They're Vita Guerra. Okay. They got that hanging out of the back. Well, Coach, you know, I mean, this thing has turned around where the Aggies are down a little bit, but it seemed every year you were playing along. It was the other way around. It was the Longhorns that were down. So this thing, you never know how it's going to go.
Well, that's right. You know, it's a kind of a pendulum deal, but I tell you what, you know, I had a pretty good record up there, but this is the time of year where coaches, they get their head on the block and get chopped off. So there may be some openings out there for me right now. So I'm going to be on the phone today seeing who I can get swept out of the office out there at Auburn, maybe Clemson.
You can follow Jackie Sherrill again if you'd like.
Well, that's true. That one's going to be open, and that's going to be a big game out there at the Egg Bowl on the grand finale for Jackie Sherrill.
That's going to be huge. And, you know, he's left that program in a good state. That's a pretty good football team. He walked in, and now look where they're at.
He's going to leave it just like I did. Plenty of talent up there. They should bounce back, be another good bowl team. And so what I'm looking for this week is how many coaches follow the lead of Obi-Wan Belichick and come out sporting some good coaching clothes on the sideline.
Yeah, that is a good look.
I like the leather chaps better, to tell you the truth, but I got you.
I would like to see a coach wear leather chaps.
You think that'd be me?
Who's most likely? Coach Briles could. Boots with spurs and just cowboy hat.
I think Mac Brown may be sporting the fringe jackets and chaps this weekend.
You think that's how he's coming out for this big game?
With his bobo hanging out?
Yeah. I mean, he called me and said he's going to sport his coat. He's going to have some fringe on, white cowboy hat, some chaps.
Miss J-Lo all out there for everybody.
That's not good. I don't even like that image.
I know.
Sounds like something I'd see on Soonerfans.com.
Well, it doesn't get any bigger than this, does it, Coach? Especially with these two teams, one trying to boop, 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 back its way into the BCS, and the other one just trying to hang on for dear life. So it doesn't get any bigger than this in college football.
Well, it doesn't. This is big. I think all eyes will be watching, you know, a 4-7 team battle it out there at the end of the season. So the ratings ought to be huge. It's going to be a good crowd, and I think the Aggies going to win something like 47-3.
47-3 Aggies.
You heard it here first.
All right, there it is. Coach Slocum on mobile, we appreciate it. Your unbiased opinion on this deal.
All right, guys, thanks. And I was supposed to say, anybody wants to come out to the A&M Texas lunch today at the JW Marriott. It starts at
11:30. Tickets still available.
Get on over there.
Cactus Pryor is emceeing, as always. You got Craig Roberts, I believe, is speaking. Coach Slocum on a mobile is going to be speaking.
Big as it gets right here. I mean, this rivalry has never gotten bigger than this week right here. So, Coach, we appreciate you joining us.
All right, guys, talk to y'all later.
Brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. It's Coach Slocum on a mobile every week right here, Sports Radio 610.